sharply contrasting air mass temperatures across the U.S. will likely help to create a winter storm this weekend that will become significant once again for travel across the Midwest and portions of the U.S. plains. The storm system will have its roots in the central U.S. plains. In fact, portions of hard red winter wheat country will finally get some moisture out of this particular event. We'll look for some significant snowfalls out there across Kansas and some immediate neighboring areas. 2 to 8 inches may occur in some of those locations as we move from Saturday into Sunday. Snow will then shift from there into the heart of the Midwest and will likely see accumulations running from 3 to 9 inches in a general manner coming out of eastern Kansas and parts of Missouri into Ohio, and we may also see some localized amounts getting up over 10 inches. There'll be a wet snow in some locations. The further north you are in the Midwest, the drier the snow will become, but in all cases there will be a considerable amount of blowing and some drifting expected, and travel will be hazardous across the region. Sunday and Monday will probably be the most hazardous for travel across the heart of the Midwest. You should expect to see some air travel delays as well as some road closures, perhaps in a few extreme cases. Most of the areas that experience the deepest snow will probably be from Kansas to Ohio. Now, the storm system will produce quite a bit of rain on the front side of the system before the cold air arrives, and the greatest rains will be from the Delta into the Tennessee River Basin and into portions of the Ohio River Valley. A few strong to severe thunderstorms may occur as well. It's a classic late winter, early spring type storm system, and it will have an impact, producing anywhere from 0.4 inches to 1.5 inches of moisture across many areas in the eastern Midwest and portions of the Delta and Tennessee River Basin. The storm system will not produce very much moisture in the southwestern U.S. plains, although a little bit of rain and snow will occur in that area. The biggest benefit from this particular storm system will continue to be in some of the western portions of the Corn Belt, where there's moisture deficits still prevailing from last summer in portions of Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. Although we are seeing a good healing tendency across these areas, the storm system this weekend and early next week will just add to that particular change in the pattern. Bitter cold air will remain present over the north central U.S. for at least the next full week. The cold air will be partially responsible for the winter storm that occurs this weekend and into the early part of next week, and it contrasts greatly with some warm air that will be present across the southern states. It looks like the afternoon temperatures today will be a perfect example of the contrast that's going to take place. Temperatures in parts of Texas will be in the 80s and 70s today, and we'll see that heat work its way eastward from Texas into parts of the Delta and the southeastern states as we move forward into the weekend. In contrast to that, afternoon temperatures across the northern plains and parts of the upper Midwest may be held to below zero type temperature readings. We'll expect that to occur mostly Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures this afternoon may be confined to the teens across the northern parts of the Midwest, while the lower parts of the region will see 30s and perhaps a few 40s. Today will be one of the warmer days. We'll look for some warmth to still continue tomorrow, but then the contrast in temperatures will become less significant as cold air overruns most of the region. We'll expect to see sub-zero temperatures working their way southward into portions of southern Iowa, northwestern sections of Illinois, and northern Indiana and parts of northern Ohio, especially following the weekend snow event. The temperatures will not be cold enough to cause permanent crop damage to any of the wheat crop, mainly because the wheat will likely be well protected because of the snow that's likely to precede the coldest conditions. And we'll look for some kind of a warming trend to occur later next week into the following weekend. That'll be the beginning of a period of more seasonable weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.